157. Instruction to the Women Disciples at Nazareth. May the 7th, 1945. Jesus is still at Nazareth, at home. Rather, he is in the old carpenter's shop. Mary and the 12 apostles are with him. Also present are Mary of James and Judas, Salome, Susanna, and something new, Martha. A really sorrowful Martha, with clear signs of tears below her eyes. A Martha who is lost and frightened at being alone in the presence of other people, and above all, of the Lord's mother. Mary endeavors to familiarize her with the other women to relieve her of the feeling of uneasiness from which she sees she is suffering. But poor Martha's heart seems to be swelling more and more with her caresses. She flushes and weeps alternately under her veil, which she has pulled very low over her sorrow and discomfort. John comes in with James of Alphaeus.
She is not in, my lord. She and her husband are the guests of a friend of hers. So the servant said,
says John,
she will certainly be very sorry. But she will always be able to see you and receive your instructions,
concludes James of Alphaeus.
All right, the group of women disciples is not here as I expected it. But you can see, Martha, Theophilus' daughter and Lazarus' sister, is present in the place of the absent Johanna. The disciples know who Martha is. So does my mother. You also, Mary, and perhaps also you, Salome, have already heard from your sons who Martha is, not so much as a woman according to the world, but as a creature in the eyes of God. And you, Martha, on the other hand, know who these women are, who consider you as their sister, and will love you very much. You are their sister and daughter. And you are in great need of their love, my dear Martha, that you may enjoy the comfort of their fondness, which God does not condemn, but has given to man to support him in the weariness of life. And God has brought you here just when I had chosen to lay the foundation, I could say, to give you the canvas on which you will embroider your perfection of disciples. Disciple means to follow the discipline of the master, of his doctrine. Therefore, is a wide meaning, all those who now, and in future centuries will follow my doctrine, will be called disciples. And to avoid mentioning many names, saying, disciples of Jesus according to the teaching of Peter and Andrew, of James or John, of Simon or Philip, of Judas or Bartholomew, or of Thomas and Matthew, they will be called Christians, by one word only, which will unite them under one sign. But in the great mass of the followers of my discipline, I have already selected the first and the second ones, and the same will be done throughout centuries, in my memory. As in the temple, and even before Moses' days, there was a pontiff, the priests, the Levites, those responsible for various services, offices, and duties, the singers, and so on. So in my new temple, as large as the earth, which will last as long as the earth, there will be superiors and inferiors, all of them useful and loved by me. And besides, there will be women, the new category, whom Israel has always despised, confining them to the virginal songs in the temple, or to the teaching of the virgins in the temple. But nothing more. Do not discuss whether that was fair or not. In the closed religion of Israel, and in the days of wrath, if was fair. All the shame fell upon women, the origin of sin. In the universal religion of Christ, and in the days of forgiveness, all that is changed. All the grace was assembled in one woman, and she delivered it to the world, that it might be redeemed. Woman is therefore no longer the anger of God, but the help of God. And through the woman, beloved by the Lord, all women can become disciples of the Lord. Not only as the mass of followers, but as minor priestesses, assistants to the priests, to whom they can give so much help beside them and among the believers and non-believers. Among those who will be brought to God, not so much by the call of holy words, as by the holy smile of one of my women disciples. You have asked to follow me, as men do. But as far as you are concerned, it is too little for me, if you only come, only listen, and only practice. It would be your sanctification. A great thing. But not yet enough for me. I am the son of the Absolute One, and I want the Absolute for my beloved ones. I want everything, because I have given everything. Further, not only I exist, there is also the world. This terrible thing, the world. It should be tremendous in holiness, a boundless holiness, in number and power, of the multitude of the children of God. Instead, it is tremendous in wickedness. Its full iniquity is really unlimited owing to the number of its manifestations and the power of its vices. All sins are in the world, which is no longer a multitude of the children of God, but a multitude of the children of Satan. And above all, the sin bearing the clearest sign of its paternity is most alive, hatred. The world hates. Who hates sees evil, even in the most holy things, and wants other people to see evil, even if they do not see it. If you asked the world why I came, it would not say to you, to do good and redeem. But it would say, to corrupt and usurp. If you asked the world what it thinks of you who follow me, it would not say, you follow him to become holy and give comfort to the Master through holiness and purity. But it would say, you follow him because you have been seduced by the man. Such is the world. And I am telling you also that, so that you may consider everything before showing yourselves to the world as the chosen women disciples, the founders of a family of future women disciples, the cooperators of the servants of the Lord. Take your hearts in your hands, and say to them, to those sensitive hearts of women, that you, and your hearts with you, will be scorned at, calumniated, spat at, trampled on by the world, by contempt, by falsehood, by the cruelty of the world. Ask your hearts whether they are capable of receiving all the wounds without shouting out of indignation, cursing those who wound it. Ask them whether they feel they can face the moral martyrdom of the slander without going to the extent of hitting the slanderers and the cause for which they are calumniated. Ask them whether, sated and covered with the envy of the world, they will always be able to exhale love. Whether poisoned with wormwood they will be able to squeeze out honey. Whether when suffering all tortures of incomprehension, of scorn, of malicious gossip, they will still be able to smile, pointing to heaven. The goal of your hearts, to which you wish to lead other people. Out of womanly charity, which is motherly charity, also in young girls. Still motherly even if bestowed upon old people, who could be your ancestors, but are spiritual babies. Just born, and incapable of understanding and conducting themselves in the way, the life, the truth, and the wisdom that I have to bring, by giving myself way, life, truth, and divine wisdom. I will love you just the same if you say to me, I have not the strength, my Lord, to challenge the whole world for you. Yesterday a girl asked me to immolate her, before the hour of her wedding strikes, because she feels that she loves me, as God is to be loved. That is with her whole self, with the absolute perfection of giving herself. And I will do it. I have concealed the hour from her, that her soul may not tremble with fear, or her body more than her soul. Her death will be like the end of a flower that closes its corolla in the evening, thinking it will reopen it the following day, but never opens again. Because the kiss of the night has sucked its life. And I will do it, according to her desire, by bringing forward her repose of death to a few days before mine, so that this first virgin of mine may not be kept waiting in limbo, and I may find her immediately after my death. Do not weep. I am the Redeemer. This holy girl did not ask to follow me, but she did not limit herself to hosannas immediately after the miracle. But she worked the miracle as if it were money invested at an interest. And from human gratitude, she passed to a supernatural one. From an earthly desire, to a heavenly one. Showing a maturity of spirit, which is superior to almost everybody else's. I say almost, because, amongst you, who are listening to me, there are perfections that are equal and even greater. She did not ask to follow me. Nay, she showed the desire to accomplish her evolution from a girl to an angel in the secrecy of her abode. And I love her so much, that in the hours of disgust at what the world is, I will recall this kind creature. Blessing the Father, who wipes away my tears and perspiration of a master in a world that does not want me, by the means of such flowers and purity. But, if you want, if you have the courage to remain the chosen women disciples, behold, I will point out to you the work you have to do, to justify your presence and your election near me and near the saints of the Lord. You can do so much amongst your fellow creatures and for the ministers of the Lord. I have already mentioned it to Mary of Alphaeus many months ago. How great is the necessity of a woman near the altar of Christ. The infinite miseries of the world can be cured much more and much better by a woman than by a man, and then taken to man to be completely cured. Many hearts, particularly of females, will open to you, O woman disciples. You must receive them as if they were dear children astray, who are coming back to their father's house, and dare not face their parent. You are the ones who will comfort the culprit and placate the judge. Many will come to you seeking God. You will welcome them as if they were tired pilgrims, saying, "This is the house of the Lord. He will be here at once." And in the meantime, you will envelop them with your love. A priest of mine will come, if I do not. A woman knows how to love. She was made to love. She degraded love into sensual lust. But true love, the gem of her soul, is still imprisoned in the depth of her heart. Love devoid of foul sensual mud, made of angelical wings and perfumes, of pure flame and remembrances of God. Of its origin from God and its creation of God. Woman, the masterpiece of goodness, near the masterpiece of creation, which is man. And now I will make Adam a helpmate, that he may not feel alone. She must not abandon the Adams. Take therefore that faculty of loving, and make use of it in the love of Christ, and for Christ, amongst your neighbors. Be most charitable to repentant culprits. Tell them not to be afraid of God. Is it possible for you, mothers and sisters, not to be able to do that? How often your little ones, your young brothers were ill and needed a doctor, and they were afraid. But with your caresses and loving words, and you relieved them of their fear, and they, no longer terrified, as before with their little hands, let the doctor cure them. Culprits are your sick brothers and children, who are afraid of the doctor's hand and of his sentence. No, it must not be so. Since you know how good God is, tell them that God is good and no one must be afraid of him. Even if he is candid and resolute in saying, "You shall not do it again." He will not reject who has already done it and has fallen ill, but he will cure him to restore him to health. Be mothers and sisters to holy living people. They also need love. They will become tired and worn out in evangelizing. They will not be able to do all that is to be done. Help them, discreetly and diligently. Women know how to work at home, near tables and beds, at looms, and everything that is needed for everyday life. The future of the church will be a continuous flow of pilgrims to the places of God. Be their kind hotel keepers, taking upon yourselves the most humble work, so that the ministers of God may be free to continue the work of the Master. Then difficult, sanguinary, cruel times will come. Christians, also the holy ones, will undergo hours of weakness. Man is never strong in suffering. Woman, instead, as compared to men, enjoy the true kingliness of being able to suffer. Teach men, supporting them in the hours of fear, discouragement, tears, tiredness, and bloodshed. In our history, we have examples of wonderful women who performed deeds of liberating daring. We have Judith and Jael. But believe me, no one is greater, so far, than a mother, who was 8 times a martyr, 7 times, with each of her sons and once herself, in the times of the Maccabees. Then there will be another one. And after her, there will be countless numbers of heroines of sorrow, and in sorrow, women who will be the solace of martyrs themselves, who will be angels for those who are persecuted. Silent priestesses who will preach God by their way of living. And who, with no other consecration but the one they received from God's love, will be consecrated and worthy of it. Those are the outlines of your main duties. I will not be able to devote much time to you in particular. But you will be formed by listening to me. And you will be formed even more under the perfect guidance of my mother. Yesterday, this maternal hand,
and Jesus takes Mary's hand in his own,
brought me the girl of whom I have spoken to you, and who told me that to listen to her and be beside her for a few hours had matured the fruit of the grace she had received and had carried it to perfection. It is not the first time that my mother worked for Christ, her son. You, who are my disciples as well as cousins, know what Mary is for the formation of souls to God. And you will be able to tell both those men and women who may be afraid that I have not prepared them for their mission, or that they are still insufficiently prepared when I shall no longer be with you. My mother will be with you now, when I am not amongst you, and later when I shall no longer be with you. She will remain with you, and with her will remain the wisdom of all her virtues. as from now you may follow all her advice. Yesterday evening, when we were alone, and I was sitting near her, as I used to when I was a child, my head resting on her shoulder, which is so soft and strong. We had been talking of the girl who had left early in the afternoon, with enclosed in her virginal heart a sun, brighter than the one in the sky, her holy secret. My mother said to me, how lovely it is to be the Redeemer's mother. Yes, how lovely it is when the creature coming to the Redeemer is already a creature of God. A creature in whom there is only the stain of origin, that can only be washed away by me. All the small stains of human imperfection have been washed away by love. But, my sweet mother, most pure guide of souls to your son, holy star of orientation, kind teacher of saints, pious foster mother, of the most little ones, healthy cure, of sick people, not always such creatures, who are not repugnant to holiness will be coming to you. But lepers, horrors, stench, a tangle of snakes, and foul things, will creep to your feet, O queen of mankind. And they will shout, have mercy. Succor us. Take us to your son. And you will have to put this pure hand on their wounds, and bend with your eyes of a heavenly dove on hellish deformities, inhale the stench of sin, and not run away. Next, you will have to press to your heart those who have been mutilated by Satan. Those abortions, that filth, and wash them with your tears, and bring them to me. And then you will say, how difficult it is to be the Redeemer's mother. But you will do it because you are the mother. I kiss and bless these hands of yours, from which so many creatures will come to me. And each of them will be a glory of mine. But before mine, it will be a glory of your holy mother. My dear women disciples, follow the example of my teacher, of the teacher of James and Judas, of everyone who wishes to be formed in grace and wisdom. Follow her word. It is the same as mine, but made sweeter. Nothing is to be added to it, because it is the word of the Mother of Wisdom. And you, my friends, endeavor to acquire the humbleness and firmness of women, and demolishing manly pride. Do not despise the women disciples, but mitigate your strength, and I could say also your hardness, and your intolerance, in contact with the kindness of women. And above all, learn from them how to love, to believe, and to suffer for the Lord. Because I solemnly tell you, that they, the weak ones, will become the strongest in faith, in love, in daring, in sacrificing themselves for their master, whom they love with their whole selves, without asking for anything, without pretending anything, satisfied only with loving to give me solace and joy. Go now to your homes, or to the houses, where you are guests. I will stay with my mother. God be with you.
They all go away, except Martha.
Martha, you stay here. I have already spoken to your servant. Today it is not Bethany that is giving hospitality, but it is Jesus' little house. Come. You will eat beside Mary and sleep in the little room near hers. The Spirit of Joseph, our comfort, will comfort you while you are resting. And tomorrow you will go back to Bethany stronger and more sure of yourself to prepare women disciples there also, while waiting for the one dearest to me and you. Do not doubt, Martha. I never promise in vain. But it takes time to turn a desert full of vipers into a heavenly thicket. The first work is not noticed. Nothing seems to have taken place. Instead, the seed has already been sown. The seeds. All of them. And then tears will come to act as rain that opens the seeds. And the good trees will come. Come. Weep no more.
It all ends thus.